Canadian auto workers are on strike today. Employees at General Motors plants in Ontario and Quebec walked out just before midnight last night. Negotiators for GM and the Canadian Auto Workers Union have been unable to find common ground on the difficult issue of job security. The strike in Canada comes as GM negotiates a new contract for its U.S. workforce. Some analysts say the walkout in Canada could slow the progress of talks here and cause other problems for GM. From Detroit, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The strike in Canada is over outsourcing. That's when a company takes work it's been doing in-house and transfers it to an outside supplier in an effort to save money. 2 weeks ago, the Canadian Auto Workers Union got Chrysler to agree to strict limits on outsourcing. Now the CAW says a pattern for the industry in Canada has been established and that GM must also agree to the same contract provisions. But GM says it can't, prompting this from Union President Buzz Hargrove, who met with reporters in Toronto shortly after midnight.
We find ourselves on strike, our membership having to go on strike to get a pattern that was put on the table by Chrysler without a strike, and them saying somehow, after the massive profits that they've taken out of this country, and most of it has gone back to the United States, and tell us that they can't afford to meet the Canadian pattern.
GM did earn more than $1 billion in Canada last year, but the company has also been on a crusade to slash costs in all of its North American operations and insists that Canada has to be part of that effort. The automaker wants to sell off two parts plants and trim its overall hourly workforce there by nearly 20%. There are some 28,000 union-represented workers at GM's Canadian plants. Right now, only about 15,000 of them are on strike. They work at an assembly plant and a cluster of parts plants in Oshawa, Ontario, and at an assembly plant in Sainte-Thérèse, Quebec. GM Canada negotiator Dean Munger.
We're going to cease production of all of our good-selling mid-sized vehicles, the Lumina, the Monte Carlo. We're in the process of launching or starting a new product, a new Buick product that's going to be delayed now as a result of that.
Under the CAW strike strategy, many GM Canada plants are still operating today. But if an agreement isn't reached by the weekend, then more will be closed down. If there's still no settlement in a week, then the CAW will strike the remaining plants. Because many of the factories produce parts that are shipped to assembly plants in the U.S., the strike could force some closures and layoffs here. But Wall Street auto analyst Marianne Keller says that should only happen if the work stoppage drags on for more than a week.
GM has anticipated a potential walkout. There was a much higher probability of a strike in Canada all along than there was in the U.S., and I'm sure that they've stockpiled components that are probably sufficient to carry them through a few days of production, probably a week's worth of production.
The other question is, will the strike have an impact on separate negotiations currently underway in Detroit between GM and the United Auto Workers Union, covering some 220,000 U.S.-based GM employees? Unlike Canada, those talks have been progressing well. Today, UAW President Steve Jokic said it's too early to tell if this situation in Canada will affect bargaining in Detroit. Jokic said he fully supports the CAW strike effort, but he also stressed that talks with GM in Detroit will proceed.
I was there yesterday. I was there this morning. I'll probably be there tomorrow. I'll probably be there this afternoon. And I'll be there until we get a settlement.
There have been reports that a UAW-GM settlement is not that far off, perhaps even coming this weekend. When asked if the UAW could settle while its Canadian counterparts are on strike, Jokic said he couldn't speculate on that. Meanwhile, talks continue in Canada, but the company hasn't yet made a new offer. This is Don Gagne in Detroit.